Welcome to Stories of Arrival Youth Voices, a collaborative community project with Foster High School, Jack Straw Cultural Center, the Institute for Poetic Medicine, and KBCS-FM. Poet and Project Director Myrna Ann Hecht, ELL teacher Carrie Stradley, and Jack Straw's team of artists worked with Foster High School English language learners, helping them tell their stories in English through poetry. In this year's project, students created poems drawn from their memories of food in the homelands.
Hi, my name is Abdulrahim Shuba. I'm from Ethiopia. My poem title is Ethiopian Coffee. Coffee, sweet lover, I have met you at last. How did I not discover you? I will never live without you. I think that I would die without you. And when I start drinking you, Ethiopian coffee, I will have you with a snack in the afternoon. So, coffee, never leave me. Coffee, you must stay. Home for the weekend, I open a bag of fresh ground. Ethiopian Yirgacheffe coffee. It smells like chocolate and like the ears of my country. Showing off new voice to my old parents to delight them. With the coffee of our country to bring happiness to my father and to my mother's back, my mother who stood at the stove. In Ethiopia, we also have Jimma coffee, Jimma, city of coffee. My Jimma forgotten, I smile and felt the memories of childhood at my mother's stove.
Hi, my name is Arunbisi Karma. I'm from Nepal. My poem is called My New Experience. When I came from Nepal, I landed in California. The airport was shiny and impossibly clean. My first breakfast was in that airport. My cash manager brought some food on the back plates and the seat next to me. I eat fried rice with chow mein. I drink bottles of water and eat spicy chicken. I devour the rice, sweet and spicy, but I hesitate at the chicken's dyed a deep mysterious red. Now, when I see this food, I remember the day when my family felt hungry. When my family felt nervous but excited to eat this new food.
Stories of Arrival was produced with the generous support of the Calliopeia Foundation and the Institute for Poetic Medicine, Project Feast, the Tukwila School District, Jack Straw Cultural Center, For Culture, and the Washington State Arts Commission, and individual contributors. Our team included poet and co-project director Myrna Ann Hecht, ELL teacher and co-project director Carrie Stradley, vocal coaches Meg McClinn, Jin Hammond, and Andrew McGinn, sound engineers Daniel Gunther and Tom Stiles, program assistants Leah Meyer and Josh Kornblue, radio producer and web designer Levi Fuller, photographer Sherwin Eng, and executive director Joan Rabinowitz. Jack Straw Cultural Center is the Northwest's nonprofit audio arts center, dedicated to keeping art, culture, and heritage vital through sound. For more information on this and other Jack Straw projects, see what we're up to at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.